Good morning, everyone.
Seems
like it's been a few months since I have been here in front of you.
好像已经有好几个月了，上一次啊，在这儿在大家面前来讲道。
But I promise we've been working together behind the scenes to help find the right candidate to come and be the pastor of the church.
但是我告诉大家，我们一直在幕后来帮助教会，来找到我们最合适的。
Let me also say that I'm very excited about Pastor Shea and his wife Anne coming to join us.
我也想告诉大家，我非常的为谢牧师和他的妻子 Anne 几个星期之后来到我们中间而感到非常的兴奋。
It is a lot of hard work to make this process go smoothly.
我需要有很多很多的工作，让这个过程能够顺利的。继续向前进行。
And I'm excited about the experience that they will bring to this church.
我非常的兴奋他们带领教会的经验会让我们这个教会受益。
So my thanks also goes out to the elders, current and former, who were involved in the process of looking through so many applicants.
我也来要感谢这个教会的长老和聘牧委员会来看了很多的这个候选人来在这些候选人中间找到最合适的牧师。
And to in prayer choose what I think is just the right candidate for us.
他们最后选择的我的观点是最合适的牧师。
I hope that everyone enjoyed their Christmas holiday.
我希望大家都有一个非常好的圣诞节。
Anyone wearing new Christmas clothing?
有没有人穿的新的圣诞节的衣服？
No one got clothes for Christmas, or none that you can wear to church.
难道没有人圣诞节有新衣服，或者说那个新衣服不适合穿到教会来？
It's a new shirt for me, but I think it showed up in my closet around Thanksgiving.
他说这是我的一个新的那个衬衫，但是是在大概感恩节的时候，在我的衣柜里开始出现的。
My Christmas was good. We spent it this year with my wife's family.
我的圣诞节非常好。这个圣诞节是我们和我太太那边的家庭在一起过的。
And as our children grow up, you know, holidays get a little more difficult to spend time with everyone that we want to.
当孩子逐渐长大的时候，那个假日让所有人聚在一起变得越来越难。
So this year I didn't get to spend time yet with my own parents.
所以今年我还没有机会过节的时候和我自己的父母亲在一起。
But I brought them with me this morning.
但是我把他们今天带到我们的教会来。
This is my mom and dad, who my father has just turned 91 years old, and my mother has just turned 90 years old.
这是我的父母亲，我的父亲刚刚91岁，母亲90岁。
Yeah, and as happens, both of them are showing signs of their age, both in body and in mind.
他们因为他们的年龄，他们的身体和他们的心智逐渐地显露出岁月的痕迹。
They're still living alone, you know, managing their own household, but we know that change is coming, right?
他们现在还能够来自己照顾自己，但是我们知道这个变化很快就要来到。
And change is hard.
变化对大家来说都是不容易的，对谁来说都是不容易的。
I was thinking about that this week and realized that I have been a son for almost 60 years.
我自己这个星期在想，我一直是一个儿子，做儿子有60多年。
And most of that time I think I've spent as a son just receiving the good gifts from my parents.
在这个过程中，绝大部分的时候，我是从我父母亲那里来接受好的东西。
But as we move into the next season of life, it's me helping them make decisions and me helping them pay their bills on the computer and all of the things that come with how we care for our folks.
但是当我们进入下一个季节的时候，我要开始照顾他们，也要在计算机上处理他们的账单来各方面来照顾他们，因为他们的年龄。
My parents only live 3 hours away.
我父母亲只是在三个小时以外。
But I know that many of you are doing the same thing over a much greater distance than me.
但是我知道你们中间的很多人也在照顾你们年长的父母亲，但是他们在很远很远的地方。
What's been on my mind is how I need to face this transition in grace.
而一直在我脑子里想的是，我如何来带着恩典来面对。
Because even though my parents are lovely people, sometimes my first response to their problems is frustration.
他虽然我父母亲都是非常非常好的人，但是我常常对他们的问题的第一反应是沮丧。
And I'm noticing how hard it is for me to change.
我也知道改变自己是那么的难。
In English, we say it's hard for an old dog to learn new tricks.
英语里一句谚语就是说。很难让一条老狗学新把戏。
But since my circumstances have changed, now my behaviors have to change as well.
因为我的情况已经变化，所以我的行为也要跟随的变化。
Because I have new responsibilities.
因为我有新的责任。
I have a new role in my family.
我在家庭里头有一个新的角色。
And my brother and my sister and I have to kind of work together to make sure that these decisions.Get made correctly.
而我的兄弟姐妹们也要一起跟我一起来协作，来保证所有的变化，所有的事情能够处理的完美。
But the end of the year is a good time to make new changes and new choices, right?
而这个到岁末的时候是一个很好的来做变化、做计划的时候。
And many people begin to think about the new resolutions of the choices they need to make about the people that they want to become.
很多人在这个时候会给自己定一个新年的计划，让自己成为一个什么样不同的一个人。
The choice before me is how do I become the right kind of son for the right kind of moment.
而给我的摆在我面前的是我怎么样来成为一个新的更好的儿子这个版本这个角色。
How do I becomethe best version of myself to accomplish God's will that's in front of me.
我怎么样来变成自己一个最好的版本来实现神在我生命里头的旨意。
It's good to make these decisions together because we need the help and often the accountability that a group of people brings to our community.
非常重要的是一点，我们要一起共同来做这个决定，因为我们彼此问职，彼此来担当责任，能够让我们能够做最好的决定。
And I'm sure that there are some choices that you need to make personally as well.
我知道你们个人也在做一定决定。
But we also have to think about who we want to become as a church for the new year.Alongside our personal decisions.
但是除了想我们自己个人的变化之外，我们还要想一想，作为一个教会，一个整体，新的一年我们应该有什么样的改变。
I was also thinking towards the end of this year how I've been involved in this church for more than 10 years in one way or another.
在这个过程中，最近我也在想我自己来在这个教会中间已经有超过十年，以不同的角色来参与到这个教会中间。
Over those 10 years, I've had the joy of meeting with the pastors.
在过去这个十多年的时间里头，我非常高兴能够和你们的牧师们有交流。
And the joy of meeting with the elders.
和你们的长老们有交流。
And sometimes giving advice when asked.
有时候他们有需要的时候，我给他们建议和咨询。
Sometimes probably saying things when I'm not asked.
有时候没有问我，我也会说一些话。
And I hope that that shows the commitment that I have to watch this fellowship and community grow towards who Jesus wants it to become.
我想这也是显示了我对这个教会的承诺，想要看到这个教会能够成长成一个神所心意中间的教会。
I say that because there's a few things that I want to say to all of us here today that might be a little bit difficult to hear.
我在跟大家说，我今天想跟大家说一些话，这个话可能有一点直白。
Just like I've been one type of son that needs to become another type of son.
就像我自己曾经是原来一种样子的儿子，我现在想要成为另外一个版本的儿子。
We've been one kind of church, but we have an opportunity to become another kind of church.
我们曾经是另外一种样子的教会，但是我们现在有这个机会，会成为一个另外一种的样子的教会。
Of course, I'm not trying to pick out anyone in particular.
当然，我并不是来讲具体的任何一个人。
But just collectively, as we move together towards a new horizon into a new future.
我讲这个话是对我们整个的教会这个整体来说，当我们来进入到我们下一个篇章的时候，我要跟大家说一些话。
Today, I believe that we kind of sit on a new threshold in our church's story.
我想今天我们是坐在教会历史的一个变更的一个门槛之上。
And we have a new shepherd that is coming to lead us as a flock, and God is calling us to a new place.
我想我们有一个新的牧者来带领群羊，带领我们到神呼召我们去的新的地方。
We've been a good community, but we have an opportunity in the future to become an even better community.
我们曾经是一个很好的教会的团体，但是我们在将来我们能够更好。
The question before us isn't merely who will lead us, but who will we be as we are led by someone new.
所以我们的问题并不是谁会来带领我们，而是我们被带领的时候，我们应该成为什么样的人，什么样的教会。
And as we look into God's word, we can find some answers to that question.
我们可以从圣经上来找到这个问题的答案。
We read this passage in Philippians just a few moments ago.
我们刚刚读了腓立比书第二章一到五节。
And at the beginning of this passage, it says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ,any comfort from his love and any common sharing in the spirit, and it skips down, make my joy complete by being like-minded and having some love, being one in spirit and one mind, of one mind.
腓立比书第二章第一第五节说，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，接下来说你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
This may surprise you, as I was thinking about this passage, but I don't actually come to church to hear the sermon.
我讲的话可能大家觉得很奇怪，但是我跟大家说，我到教会来并不是来为了听这个讲道。
I come to church for the first three things this passage says.
我来到教会是为了三样东西，这段经文里头讲了三样东西。
Because I find encouragement from people who are united in Christ.
第一个，我在基督里头联合的人中间找到安慰。
Because I find comfort in his love.
因为我在他的安慰中间能够体会他的爱。
And because we share some common things together as a people in the Spirit of God.
因为我们在神的同一的圣灵里头有相同的心思意念。
I love how this passage puts unity as the central goal before the church.
我非常喜欢这段圣经把教会的合一放在一个中心的目标。
And here Paul encourages us to be of one mind, and as we receive a new pastor, I think that this is a very important principle.
保罗在这里来劝勉大家要有同样的心思意念，这一点对我们马上就要接受一个新的牧师的时候，这一点非常的重要。
So what does this look like for us as a body of believers?
所以对我们来说，作为一个基督的身体，我们应该什么样子？
How can we summarize the places where we need to grow personally and the places that we need to grow corporately?
我们来想一想，我们怎样来自己属灵上的成长和教会作为一个整体在成长在发展。
So let me introduce seven different transformations that I believe that God is inviting us into.
所以我在这里给大家提有七个改变的建议，我相信这是神会邀请我们进入到这个七个改变之中。
especially as we prepare for this new chapter for our church.
特别是在这个特别的，我们将要进入教会的一个新的时代的这个时刻。
The first is this, is that we need to lower demands and we need to raise hopes.
第一点是，首先我们要降低我们的要求或者期盼。
As I think,
我们需要提升信心。
As I think about what Pastor Shea and his wife Ann are about to do in moving to Bryan College Station, I'm reminded that taking a new job is difficult.
我在想谢牧师和他的太太将要搬到我们大学城，但是开始一个新的工作常常是有非常大的挑战性。
You have to learn two new names, but they have to learn 100.
你们只需要学两个新的名字，但是他们要学可能100个人的名字甚至更多。
They have to learn all the new places.
他们要熟悉那些很多新的地方。
And create new rhythms in their life.
他们要有他们生活的新的节奏。
And while we've been without a pastor for a pretty long time, we have to be careful to not let our new excitement get in the way of their new transition.
虽然我们已经有很长时间没有一个牧师，但是我们要注意，不要让我们的兴奋，有新牧师来的这个兴奋，走在这个牧师，在适应这个变化的过程之前。
I've shared this with you before, but I think that it's very appropriate for this time.
我想下面我讲了，我曾经跟大家分享过，但是在这个时候再说一遍，是很合适的。
Expectations are just premeditated disappointments.
期望不过是事先设定的失望。
We can dream about all the ways that our new pastor is going to serve us in the way that we think about it.
我们可以想象新的牧师来能够来服侍的教会有很多很多的方面。
But the more expectations that we have up front, the more that we're just defining the disappointments that we may have later.
但是如果这个要求太高或者期望值太高，也许最后的结果是失望也更多。
So as we head into the coming year, instead of focusing on the things that we have been missing, can we instead focus on the hope of what is to come for our church?
所以我们不要把注意点放在前面我们所失去的东西，而是把注意点放在我们将来所能够得到的盼望。
How do we move from focusing on what we want from this church as the highest priority to what God wants from this church as a highest priority?
让我们不要把我们自己想要看到教会是什么样子作为我们的最重要的事情，我们要把最重要的事情是我们心中的最重要的事情是神要这个教会成为什么样子。
I love how Hebrews puts it in chapter 10, right before the passage of not forgetting to come together, right? He says this, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds.
我特别喜欢希伯来书第十章，就是在说我们不要停止聚会之前，他说也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Notice that he puts hope first before spurring one another on.
我们要注意的是他把成熟的指望，把盼望放在前面，放在激发爱心之后，行善事之后。
The author is trying to encourage us not to make demands that crush, but to have hope that inspires.
希伯来书的作者是在讲什么呢？他讲不要让我们把要求能把人压垮的要求放在前面，而是把希望放在前面，能够来激励人。
Here's the truth.
这个是真理。
When we demand a form of perfection from a new pastor or from one another,We create an environment of fear and not faith.
非常要注意的是，如果我们把非常高的要求 对牧师或者对其他人有非常高的要求，那我们把自己放在一个恐惧的环境之中。
But when we lead with hope, we create space for the Holy Spirit to work among us.
而当我们在盼望中，我们就提供了一个空间，能让圣灵来带领。
If we think about it, we know that all of the problems of the church are not going to be fixed immediately upon the arrival of our new pastor.
我们应该实事求是的知道，我们教会的很多的问题不会因为牧师到来一下子就能够得到改变。
But if we do approach the season with unrealistic demands, we will suffer. Suffocate what God wants to create.
如果我们在新的一个季节开始之前，带着不合理的期盼的话呢，它就会压制神所给我们的发展的空间。
We need to raise our hopes.
我们要提升我们的盼望。
Hoping in God's faithfulness.
我们要盼望，我们在神的信实之中的盼望。
Hope in the possibilities that are before us.
是在那个我们前面所会有的各种各样的可能性之中的这种盼望。
And if we do this, then we position ourselves for genuine transformation.
如果这样的话，我们就把我们自己定位在一个能够真正变化的这个地步。
Second, even in my own life, we need less criticism and we need more collaboration.
第二点，这个也适合到我自己个人的生活，我们要少一点批评，多一点合作。
We're excited about the new pastor that's coming.
我们非常兴奋，新的牧师马上就要来。
And our first response to that should be one of gratitude.
我们第一个需要的回应是感恩。
As we respond to the evidence that once again God has gone before us to choose a pastor who can lead us to trust him more.
我们要感恩的是神又一次走在我们前面，来给了我们供应，把一个牧师带到我们中间来。
We can look forward to the days ahead, even though we need to remember that mistakes will be made.
我们当然是可以再向前看，来希望更多更好的事情，但是我们也要知道，在这个过程中间也会有犯新的错误。
Some people are going to feel overlooked.
有的人可能觉得受忽视了。
And things are going to be done differently than they have been before.
也会，你可能也会看到这个做事情的方式跟以前教会做事情的方式可能有不一样的地方。
But we need to be steadfast to keep our attitudes away from criticism.
但是我们一定要坚持注意，我们不要太多或者常常的用批评的态度来看。
Because when criticism, when it becomes our default posture, corrodes our community.
因为如果批评是我们缺神的态度的话，它会侵蚀我们这个团体，教会这个团体。
I think that collaboration asks a different question than criticism.
我想合作问和批评不一样的问题。
Criticism always asks what's wrong with the situation.
如果是批评，问的问题是，哎，这个到底是错在哪里？
But collaboration asks how can I help make it right?
但是合作问的问题是，我该做什么让这个问题来得到解决？
And we need to remember that our new pastor is not coming to do the ministry for us.
我们也要知道，我们的牧师并不是来做我们的服事。
He's coming to lead us in obedience and in service before the Lord.
他来是带领我们进入到顺服和服事之中。
After all, we haven't worked hard for the last 18 months to find a new leader that will come and help us be the same.
要注意的是，我们并不是在过去的18个月、一年半的时间，花了那么大的精力来找到一个牧师，而最后的结果是我们跟以前还是一样的。
But rather one who will come and help us to grow, and growth always brings change.
我们希望的是新来的牧师 会带领我们成长，而这个成长一定会伴随着改变。
Third, we need to lower scrutiny, the need for scrutiny, and raise the need of generosity.
第三点，我们要降低审查检查的这个力度，我们需要提高的是宽容和慷慨。
I don't know about you, but I can fall into bad patterns of my own relationships when I begin to judge success by my own measure.
我不知道你们，但是我常常会落到这个坏的习惯之中，就是按照我自己对成功的标准来判别别人的行为。
I can do this in my marriage, and it never works out for me.
我在我的婚姻中间也可以这样子做，但是我知道这个从来是没有好的结果。
I can do this with my children, but it never makes me happy.
我跟我儿子我也可以这样子做，但是他从来没有让我高兴。
When I do this, it always leads to dissatisfactions.
因为如果我按照我自己的标准来要求别人的时候，那最后的结果都是失望。
Instead, we have an opportunity to embrace the excitement that change can bring.
我们需要做的是来拥抱那个将来会来的这个改变所带来的这种激动。
If we take a step back, in so many ways, it seems like the pieces of everything that we need as a church are finally right before us.
如果我们往后退一步，仔细想一想，我们应该能看到这个教会的改变，教会向前发展的，相当于一个乒乓游戏的那个片片，基本上都已经就位了。
We have a new pastor and some new part-time help that seem to match the challenges that have been put before us.
我们有新的牧师，也新还有一个新的这个half-time 的这个传道人来回应我们教会一直面对的这个挑战。
And it seems like we have an opportunity to stay relevant and grow into a loving body of Christ that can make a broader difference in our community.
也许我们能够看到，我们来到了这个机会点，就是我们教会能够成为一个有爱心的基督的身体。
But Satan doesn't want that to happen.
但是撒旦不愿意看到这一点。
And we,he will be relentless in trying to frustrate our efforts.
而撒旦他会无情的来工作，想让我们的努力受挫。
He will be relentless in trying to confuse our congregation.
他会无情的让我们教会陷入困惑之中。
And also to divide our decision makers.
他会让教会的做决策的人中间产生矛盾。
This is why we need to have confidence to move forward in our direction and loving in our approach.
所以我们要非常注意的一点就是，我们要非常非常的对我们前面的方向要有信心，对我们的态度要带着爱心。
And to be firm.In our ability to stand against his attacks.
在行为上我们要坚持坚定来抵抗撒旦的攻击。
1 Corinthians 13, a very famous passage, tells us that love is always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, and it always perseveres.
哥林多前书13章第七节 非常著名的一节经文，凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
And in 2 Corinthians 9, it talks about that you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
哥林多后书第九章第十一节，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借的我们使感谢归于神。
When we have too much scrutiny, watching every decision, questioning every motive, or analyzing every word, it creates a culture of suspicion.
如果我们盯着眼睛看，检查所有的事情，怀疑每一个决定，那我们就会陷入到一个疑惑 疑惑的一个文化之中。
It assumes the worst. It assumes the worst until proven differently.
因为你假定最坏的事情发生，会发生。
But the scriptures actually encourage us to do something radically different.
而圣经告诉我们，他要求我们去做的是根本不一样的事情。
To be generous.
让我们慷慨。
Especially as we view other people's behavior or decisions.
这个包容和慷慨，特别是在看别人的这个行为和态度的时候。
To be generous in our assumptions that we make about other people.
我们给别人所设定的假设，我们要有包容慷慨的心。
And to be generous in the ways that we trust other people.
我们要用包容慷慨的心来信任别人。
Generosity protects the relationship even when we have questions pop up in our mind.
而这个包容和慷慨能够保护我们和其他人之间的关系，哪怕我们自己有疑问在我们自己的头脑之中。
This doesn't mean that we abandon discernment.
这个并不是说我们不需要分辨。
But it does mean that our default posture should be trust and not suspicion.
不是说我们要放弃分辨，但是这个意思就是说我们缺损的态度是应该是信任。
And for our church to move forward, we will also need to see generous giving.
要让教会向前发展，我们还要看到的是大家慷慨的奉献。
So let me talk about this now so that our new pastor doesn't have to when he gets here.
所以让我今天来讲，所以新牧师来的时候不需要一开始就讲这个问题。
Giving to the church is a reminder that all we have is a result of what God has done in our lives.
我们给教会的奉献是给我们自己的一个提醒，就是我们所接受的任何的恩赐，任何的东西都是神给的恩赐。
It's a reminder that he's blessed us with abilities, with education, and with opportunities for employment.
他是在给我们提醒，是神赐给我们能力、教育、工作和各种各样的机会。
And when we return a percentage of what we've earned back to the church, we acknowledge our roles as stewards of what God has given us as his people.
当我们把我们所得的一部分奉献给教会，实际上是回应神赐给我们的恩赐，神赐给我们的对我们神给我们的恩赐的一个管家。
Even this morning we sit in a sanctuary blessed by the giving of those who have gone before us.
哪怕是今天我们坐在这个敬拜堂里头，这个也是以前的信徒们奉献给我们带来的祝福。
And now God is bringing us a new pastor who I think will certainly be worth the wages that we give him.
现在神给我们带来一个新的牧师，我相信他一定会配得他所做的工价。
So on a regular basis we should go before the Lord and ask the questionof how we should be giving financially to the church.
所以我们都应该常常问自己这样的问题，我们应该怎样在财务上来支持教会。
So that the plans that God has given us to reach the community can be achieved.
这样的话，神让我们把福音传给我们的社区，这个目的能够得到实现。
If you've been giving already, my encouragement is to remain steadfast in that process.
如果你一直在给教会奉献的话，我鼓励大家继续坚定的继续这样子做。
But if you've not been giving on a regular basis, it's a great time to start.
如果你没有一直正常的给教会奉献，我想现在是开始这样做的最好的时间。
To join into the investment of what God is wanting to do through this church.
来进入到神想在教会成就的事情的这个投资之中。
The fourth transformation is that we need less hostility and more hospitality.
第四点我们要做的是，我们要减少敌意，而增加 友善和好客，增加好客。
First Peter 4 says, show hospitality to another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace.
彼得前书第四章第九、第十节说，你们要互相款待，不发怨言，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Hospitality is more than just being friendly.
好客不仅仅是友善。
It's creating a space where another person can flourish.
好客是建立这个空间，让其他人能够成长。
It's about making space for other people so that they can not just flourish physically, but also emotionally and spiritually.
好客是形成这个空间，让其他人不仅是身体上，并且是感情上和属灵上能够有一个很好的成长的环境。
But instead of hospitality, sometimes we experience hostility.
但是有时候我们所表达的不是好客，而是有点敌意。
Even a subtle form of hostility.
有时候是比较细微的这种敌意的这种举动。
The crossed arms.
比如说这个手这样。
The withheld greeting,
或者是不冷不热的问候,
or the cold shoulder,
或者是这个冷肩膀,
that all communicate you don't belong here.
而这些行为表达的是同一个意思，就是你不属于这里。
Our new pastor and his wife are going to need to feel that hospitality.
我们的新的牧师和师母，他们需要感受到我们的好客。
Hospitality for their family.
对他们家庭的好客。
Hospitality for their ideas.
对他们新的想法的接受。
And even hospitality towards some new ways of doing things.
甚至包括对他们将要带来的做事情的不一样的方式，我们要有接待的心。
Ways that may be different than what you've experienced before.
这些事情可能跟我们原来所经历的完全不一样。
But notice Peter's addition to his desire for hospitality.
要注意的是，彼得在这里，他要盼望我们要好客。
To do so without grumbling.
他特别强调的是，我们要好客，在做这个事情的时候要不发怨言。
True hospitality does not give grudgingly.
真正的好客并不是很不情愿的去做。
It gives joyfully.
而是充满喜乐的去做。
It says, there's room for you here.
真正的好客是说，嘿，这是你的地方。
That you are welcome.
你是受欢迎的。
That we're glad that you've come.
我们好高兴你来到我们中间。
The fifth transformation is we need to look less inward and to focus more outward.
第五点我们要的变化是，我们要尽量的减少向内看，我们要更多的往外走。
Let's be reminded that we're not what I would call a remnant church.
我要提醒大家，我们这个教会不是，用我的话讲，就是一个渔民的教会，渔民剩余的渔民的教会。
Ministering to only those who gather in some form of adversity.
这个渔民的教会就是服侍那些在困境中间存留下来的那些信徒。
But we have the opportunity to be a missionary church.
但是我们有这个机会让我们的教会成为一个宣教的教会。
Reaching out into all of the relationships that the Lord has given to us as a stewardship.
让我们在我们所有的关系之中，我们要把神的使命，把福音来传出去。
We're not just to wait passively hoping that some new people will find their way to our door.
我们要做的并不是被动的等待，等人能够走进我们教会之门。
But to walk out of those doors and into our community to participate alongside of finding those who don't yet know our Savior.
我们要做的是走出教会的门，走到我们的社区之中间，来找到那些需要认识耶稣的那些人。
In Acts 1:8, Jesus tells us that we're to be his witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
在使徒行传第一章第八节，圣经说我们要让在耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚、犹大全地做见证。
And in Matthew 28, of course, he tells us to go and make disciples of all the nations.
在马太福音的大使命中间，耶稣教导我们要让万民做我们的门徒。
Data shows us that churches decline when they become preoccupied with their internal concerns.
当我们教会只是看自己内部的问题和需要的时候，常常是教会衰落的时候。
Our own preferences.
我们如果是看到的我们自己的爱好。
Our own comforts.
我们自己的舒适度。
And our own conflicts.
自己的内部的冲突。
We were never meant to gather just as a holy huddle, admiring our own spirituality.
我们其实不是一群就是属灵的一小群人在一起。
But we've been challenged to become a force of redemption into a broken world.
我们接受的是这个挑战，让我们能够成为一股力量，在这个破碎的世界中间。来发挥我们的作用。
And as we welcome new leadership into our church, the temptation will be to focus more inward.
当我们欢迎新的教会的领袖来到我们中间的时候，常常我们受到的诱惑是来看我们教会内部的问题。
Asking the question, how will this affect me?
问的问题是，这个会对我有什么影响？
Will my needs be met?
我的需要会不会得到满足？
But Jesus is calling us to lift our eyes and look into the harvest fields.
但是耶稣给我们的呼召是让我们举目看需要收割庄稼的田地。
To ask the question, who doesn't yet know who Jesus is?
让我们问的问题是谁还没有认识耶稣？
Who needs hope?
谁希望得到这个盼望？
And how can I be involved in sharing the gospel?
我怎么样能够来参与把福音分享给他们？
Focusing outward will help us grow.
我们把我们的聚焦点放在走出去，能够帮助我们成长。
The sixth transformation is we may need less tradition and more innovation.
第六个改变是我们也许需要少一点传统，多一点创新。
There's a passage in Matthew 9that talks about new wineskins.
这个是马太福音第九章啊，是讲把新酒装在新皮带。
Where he says, neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins and both are preserved.
马太福音说也没有人把新酒装在旧皮带里若是这样皮带就裂开酒漏出来连皮带也坏了唯独把新酒装在新皮带里两样就都保全了
Let me be clear, I'm not dismissing tradition
我要跟大家讲的是我并不是忽视教会的传统
We need to honor our history and the faithful saints who have gone before us.
我们需要尊重教会，教会的历史和尊重那些在我们之前的那些信徒们。
But Jesus warns us against confusing the container with the content.
但是耶稣在这里给了我们提醒，不要把容器和外包装来混淆在一起。
And while the gospel itself never changes, the methods for communicating the gospel need to adapt to reach new generations.
虽然那个福音它从来没有改变，但是把福音传出去，这个方式是在不断的变化之中。
God is a creative God who likes to do new things.
神是一个有创造力的神，他喜欢做新事。
And if we insist that everything be done exactly the way it's always done, then we're not being faithful.
如果我们强调我们一直要做事情按照原来的方式做的话呢，我们就不是真正的忠心。
Instead, that is being fearful.
如果你这样做的话，实际上那就是害怕。
Your new pastor may introduce some innovations that stretch all of us.
你们新来的牧师也许会有一些创新点，让大家都觉得很不舒服。
Don't resist just because it's unfamiliar.
不要来抵抗它，就是不要因为这个不熟悉而去抵抗它。
Ask this question instead.
相反的是，你要问自己这个问题。
Will this help us reach people with the unchanging gospel?
这个我们这个变化是不能够帮助我们把这个不变的福音传给更多的人。
And if the answer is yes, then let's have the courage to embrace it.
那如果这个答案是是的，那我们应该有这个勇气来拥抱这个新的变化。
Reaching a new generation always involves change.
把福音传给新的一代，通常是需要变化。
Can we be flexible enough as a church to begin to reach out to those that are around us and have them desire to come into our midst and learn about Jesus?
我们作为一个教会，能不能有这种灵活性，来吸引那些想要来到教会的人，来进入到我们教会之门？
Here's the final transformation.
这个下面是最后一个需要的改变。
We need to avoid mediocrity and pursue more maturity.
我们需要的是避免平庸。追求成熟。
Please don't take offense at the word mediocrity.
希望这个词平庸不会来冒犯你们。
I probably should have chosen a different word that didn't sound so negative.
我也许应该选择另外一个词不会听起来这样的负面，平庸。
But here's what I mean by the word.
但是这个平庸，我讲这个平庸的意思是这个。
Let's not be happy with just being involved in church week to week.
让我们不要就每个星期来到教会参与教会就觉得满足了。
But not taking the opportunities and the challenges for us to grow spiritually.
我们应该来接受这个挑战，来接受这个成长和成熟的这样的机会。
And I can confess personally that this is a challenge for me even as a pastor.
我必须要跟大家坦白，就是这一点对我，虽然我是个牧师，仍然是一个新的挑战。
I'm doing the business of the church all the days of my week.
我一个星期每天都是在处理教会的事务。
But am I accepting the challenges and the opportunities that really propel my growth in my relationship with Jesus?
但是是并不是我每天在处理日常事务让我能够让我能够成长和成熟，是我在接受和迎接那些挑战才是我属灵成长的机遇。
Really, it's easier to find those challenges for growth in either our places of study or our places of work.
其实在我们学习上或者工作上来找到这样成长的机会更容易一些。
But those next steps are incentivized by salary, responsibility, or oftentimes prominence in our community.
因为这些机会常常伴随着更多的学问、更高的工资或者在社会上更高的地位。
But spiritual maturity has a different effect.
但是属灵上的成熟会带来另外一种效果。
It's marked by humility.
属灵上的成熟的标志是谦卑。
It's marked by servanthood.
是做仆人。
It's marked by giving up position and sharing all the things that we have earned.
是把自己的地位放弃，把自己所得到的分享给别人。
But the reward is greater.
但是如果你这样做，他的奖赏是大。
Because we get,
奖赏是大。
We get to impact the kingdom of God through our service.
因为通过我们的服事，我们能够影响神的国度。
As well as one day stand before the Lord in his great delight.
然后能够有机会在有一天在神的光中站在神的面前。
Knowing that we have done all that we can to be like him and to bring him glory.
而知道我们所做了，我们所能够做的，能够使让我们更像他，在他的荣耀之中。
Colossians 1:28, Paul describes his ministry goal.
在哥罗西书第一章的二十八节，保罗描述了他服事的目标。
It says, we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy, that he powerfully works within me.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用了大能，尽力尽心竭力。
Mediocrity is settling to live in spiritual adolescence.
平庸实际上是属灵上一直停留在青春期。
A perpetual immaturity that refuses to grow.
这种是一种永远在不成熟的状态下而拒绝成熟长大。
It's the church member who's been in the church for 20 years but still hasn't learned even the basics of the Christian life.
就像有的人在教会已经20年、20多年，但是还不知道按照圣经的基本的教导来过一个基督徒的生活。
How to handle conflict biblically.
比如说如何来按照圣经的原则来处理冲突。
How to serve sacrificially.
怎么样来用牺牲的精神来服侍。
Or how to forgive genuinely.
怎么样来真正的原谅别人。
As we enter this new season, God is calling us to maturity.
当我们进入这个新的季节的时候，神在呼召我们走向成熟。
Mature believers don't need to have their hand held constantly as they walk through life.
成熟的基督徒并不需要手被搀着再往前走。
They take responsibility for their own spiritual growth.
他们担当了自己属灵成长的责任。
They contribute to the kingdom of God instead of merely consuming the things of God's kingdom.
他们对神的国度是贡献，而不是在消耗。
They lead rather than just being led.
他们是在带领别人，而不只是被人带领。
And as a church, we need to be producing more leaders.
而作为教会，我们要培养更多的领袖。
More ministers.
更多的传道人。
More elders.
更多的长老。
More deacons.
更多的执事。
As we grow as a congregation.
当我们这个教会在不停的成长长大的时候。
Our new pastor is not coming to do the ministry for us.
我们的新的牧师并不是来为我们做我们的服事。
He's coming to help equip us to do the ministry.
他来是为了帮助来装备我们，让我们去服事。
The question is, will we remain to be content in mediocrity?
这个问题是我们是不是还为自己的这种平庸的状态感觉到还可以接受满意？
Or will we pursue the ministry, the maturity to which Christ calls us?
还是我们要来追求基督所呼召的，让我们进入的那种成熟之中？
Brothers and sisters, we want to be the kind of community where God's Spirit can move freely among us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们应该成为一个教会团体，能够让神的灵能够在中间自由的运行。
Where our new pastor can lead effectively.
在这里，我们新的牧师能够有效地带领这个教会。
And where believers can grow to become like Jesus.
在这里，我们所有的信徒能够成长，能够变得更像耶稣。
The question isn't really whether change is coming.
这个问题并不是说会不会有变化。
Change is already here.
变化已经来到我们中间。
But here's the question.
应该问的是这个问题。
Will we be the kind of people who resist what God wants to do?
我们是不是要是做那些抵制神想要我们做的那些变化的人？
Or will we be the kind of people who say, Yes, Lord, do a new thing among us?
还是让我们成为这样的人，跟神说，主啊，让我们在你在我们中间做新事。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we love you. We place ourselves in your care and know that we can trust the new people that you're bringing to give leadership to our church and to our process of becoming like you. I pray that as we think about these transformations, Lord, that you would pick one or two or three that really becomes part of an application and a resolution for our new year. And that by the end of 2026, we would realize that we have grown tremendously, not just as individuals, but as a church, and that we're working to serve you more deeply into our community, and that you would bless us with the results of new believers, new congregants, new leaders, new youth, new children, and Father, doing so in a way that really reflects the things that you want to see happen in your church. Lord, we place ourselves in the hands that you have brought before us as a new leader. And we ask Jesus that in that responsibility, Lord, that we would be the beneficiaries. We love you, Jesus, and we bring you the honor and the glory that we know you deserve. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.